What kind of a world would we have if people simply centered their thoughts and actions on doing the right thing for themselves, others, and our planet? How would each of these entities benefit both personally and mutually? In The Pono Principle, my next guest, author Robert DeVink, offers some basic, easy-to-follow steps on how to better our world and ourselves. Robert, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Jen.
So, Robert, tell me a little bit about what the Pono Principle is. I know that you say it's at the core of Aloha and you are on the island of Maui. So we all want to hear about what that is, because when we go to Hawaii, we love that feeling that we get when we're there. And I'm assuming that is a little bit of the Pono Principle.
Exactly. Aloha is rooted in Pono, the idea, it's the Hawaiian philosophy of just doing the right thing in all areas of your life. How Hawaiians treat each other, how they treat visitors, how they treat the culture, the language, the environment. They're very conscious of what grows here, how they fish, and keeping certain cultural things alive, especially like the language, which is sorely declining, the native language. So it's just how they have chosen to live life, by just doing what they feel is the right thing in all areas of their life. And of course, if you do that, then the aloha spirit springs from that, that friendly, good-natured spirit that they call aloha.
Now, Robert, in the book, you are raw and you're honest about the various challenges that you've faced in your life. How has practicing the Pono Principle changed you?
Well, I'm. You're right. I use this book as an admission that my life hasn't always been on track, especially having been an alcoholic for the majority of my life. I'm celebrating 8 years of sobriety 10 days from now. So it's only really since I've become sober that I have recognized how many years that I wasn't practicing Pono, doing the right thing in all areas of my life. And that really sparked one of the basic premises of addiction recovery is to do the next right thing. We hear that said over and over again, just like we hear one day at a time. Well, doing the next right thing is huge, and that's the Pono Principle. The Pono Principle is exactly that. Just do the next right thing in all areas of your life, how you eat, how you take care of your spiritual nature, and so forth. So I talk about the old Robert and the transformed Robert. And in so doing, I'm letting people know, hey, I'm not some kind of a philosopher sitting up on the mountaintop, and I've got all the answers. I've had some bumps in the roads over the years, and I've learned from that. And that's what I call Pono life lessons. Every chapter, I end with a Pono life lesson where you're right, I'm a little raw there, where I share examples, even some of them recent, even in sobriety, I've caught myself, not practicing Pono, and I admit that in the book so that people know that we're not perfect beings, but we can always choose to be better. The next action we take can be better than the last one.
Absolutely. And you mentioned spiritual nature. Is living Pono a spiritual way of life?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. It's, one of the things I've learned by studying Buddhism, by looking at the great yogis, I think of Sri Swami Sanchidananda, who is my yoga instructor's guru. She studied, and my yoga instructor studied under Swamiji since she was 16 years old until he passed away. And he always preached one lesson, just serve, 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 serve. And when I study Buddhism and I look at the Noble Eightfold Path and they talk about the right view, right thinking, right speech, right action, well, the word right is in Hawaiian is Pono. So it's like if Buddha had been Hawaiian, he would have said the Pono view, the Pono way of thinking, Pono speech, Pono action. That's exactly what Buddhism is. It's practicing Pono. And the yogic teaching is exactly that, too. And ultimately, what you come to discover, it's all about service. It's getting out of the ego and into serving others, those around us. And that's where Pono ultimately takes us to, the win-win-win. How do I better myself? How does my neighbor benefit because I'm a better person? And then ultimately, how does our world benefit because of these actions I'm taking? It's a win-win-win.
Your book really helps us choose and create action that will support our best life. You talk about environment, food, politics, gratefulness, and so much more. Give us an example of a Pono life lesson.
Well, it can be as simple as, there's a famous celebrity. Well, you have a lot of famous celebrities that live on Maui, but one of them happens to be a neighbor that lives very near me, and I go for walks with him on the mornings sometimes. And the first time I met this man, I was still much into myself. I was one of those people walking along the beach walks with my earbuds in my ear and just self-absorbed. You know, I had my music on. I didn't want to make eye contact with anybody. I'm just in my own zone and going along the beach and all the tourists and everybody walking by me. And I would never make eye contact with them until one morning this celebrity comes walking the other way and he gives me the biggest smile and a good morning. And I almost dropped to my knees about 50 feet further, realizing that here's the very example of a person that you would assume would be the person to avoid eye contact. Because God forbid somebody's going to stop him and ask him for an autograph or, you know, want a selfie or something.
Sure.
I was acting like that. But he gave me the good morning and a big welcoming smile. And what that did for me, it transformed me forever. Now the earbuds are out. I'm the ambassador of Aloha and Pono. When I walk along that beach walk every morning, I'm the guy saying good morning to everybody that passes by me. I'm the one that tries to put a smile on people's face. And that was a life lesson that was so wonderful. It was the Pono thing to do.
And this isn't just about making your own life better, or even a dualistic approach to life, as you say. This is about creating a better world for everyone and everything. Robert, your book feels to me like it's about finding our true potential in life, and we need this so much right now. Please tell our listeners how they can learn a little bit more about you and your website.
Well, I do have a website. It's brand spanking new, so I don't have that many articles on it yet, but it has a couple of my podcasts on there already. It's robertdevinck.com. That's Robert. The last name is DEVINCK.com. My book, The Pono Principle, is available for sale through the website. There is a blog there, so people are free to leave comments and so forth and respond to any articles I add. And it's a way for us to communicate together, people with unique experiences on how practicing the right thing in their lives changed and helped them. And the other thing with the Pono Principle, it's a one-step program. We have the Ten Commandments, and we have the 12-step program, and we have the Eightfold Path of Buddhism. But Pono is so simple. Just do the next right thing, whatever that thing is. What am I going to eat for breakfast? Do I have the donut or do I have the organic blueberries? That's a choice to be made. And in my heart of hearts, I know those blueberries are better for me. I know those donuts taste good, but I do know those blueberries are better for me. So guess what? I try to eat those blueberries far more than I gravitate to the donuts. There actually is a chat. One of my confessions in the book has to do with the donuts. So that's a funny part of
Robert,
the book.
Robert, can't we just take the blueberries and shove them inside the donut and eat it all at the same time?
There you go. That's another way to go. That's another way to go. But, you know, we all falter. And that's the beauty of the Pono Principle is that when we do falter, we recognize it and we learn from it. And we just say, you know, if I falter from time to time, it's because I'm human. But basically, by practicing the right thing in all areas of our life on a regular basis, they become habits. And once we practice those habits regularly, I benefit, you benefit, and the world benefits.
I love this so much, Robert. Thank you so much for your time today.
It's been my joy. Thank you very much, Jen.